This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020 and today 59b of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis. Now, today is February 29, and my schedule of readings doesn't have a reading for the 29th since it's a special leap year day. So I thought I would offer a few hymns that we sing during Great Lent, and in particular, during the first week of Lent, which is just about upon us. And that's why I called it Day 59b. Tomorrow we will get back to our readings, but today we will listen to hymns of the church inspired by the Scriptures. The first hymn is the first great prokimenon of Great Lent. It is in tone 8. It is the hymn in the middle of Forgiveness Sunday Vespers that brings us into Great Lent. And it comes from Psalm 103, verse 3. Turn not thy face away from thy servant, for I am afflicted. Quickly hear me, attend unto my soul and deliver it.
Turn not thy face away from thy servant, for I am afflicted. Quickly hear me, attend unto my soul and deliver it.
The second hymn that we will sing today is called O Lord of Hosts, and it is from the Great Compline Service. And I'll sing the refrain a couple times with verses from Psalm 150.
O Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help, none other help in times of sorrow but thee. O Lord of hosts, have mercy on us. Praise ye God and his saints, praise him in the firmament of his power. O Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help, none other help in times of sorrow but thee. O Lord of hosts, have mercy on us. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to the multitude of his greatness. O Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help, none other help in times of sorrow but thee. O Lord of hosts, have mercy on us.
Here is another hymn sung at Great Compline during the first week of Lent from the Canon of St. Andrew of Crete. It is called My Soul Arise. It is coming from Matthew chapter 14 as the disciples were sleeping and the Lord was being betrayed, as well as the foolish maidens of Luke who didn't prepare for the bridegroom's arrival, but rather slumbered and slept. So we think of this, but apply it to our own soul, not being ready for the arrival of the Lord. This hymn is sung by the choir of St. Michael the Archangel Orthodox Church in Louisville, Kentucky. This next hymn is sung especially at the pre-sanctified liturgy. It comes from Psalm 140.
Let my prayer arise in thy sight. As incense, and let the lifting up of my hands be an evening
This hymn is a communion hymn we often sing during the pre-sanctified liturgy. It comes from Psalm 33.
Oh, taste and see, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Alleluia.
This last hymn for today is called Awed by the Beauty, and we sing it in the Akathist service. It's based on the passage of the Annunciation from the first chapter of Luke.
Awed by the beauty of thy virginity and the exceeding radiance radiance of thy purity. Gabriel stood amazed and cried to thee, O Mother of God. What praise may I offer thee that is worthy of thy beauty? By what name shall I call thee? I am lost and bewildered, but I shall greet thee as I was commanded. Hail, thou that art full of grace.
I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.